To support the new show, visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. Thank you. Howdy ho, news listeners. Welcome to your Monday installment of the BTN News Show. It's the 16th of May, 2022. Here comes the best technology news that's been going on over the weekend, and we'll get you caught up on it now in less than 5 minutes. Looking for something fresh in iOS 16? Well, we might be getting it, at least from Apple's side. According to Bloomberg, there's been a bit more details on what Apple has in store for us in the upcoming release of iOS and iPadOS. That being ways of interacting with the system a lot more, and apparently some new, as they quote, fresh Apple apps. Now, by no means does fresh mean an overhaul. In fact, iOS 16 is likely not to introduce any major facelift to the operating system whatsoever. This will definitely be all about the apps. Now, what we have been able to find out is some interactive widgets could be on the way, something users have been clamoring for ever since it launched. And to everybody's disappointment, in iOS 15, they were pretty much left untouched. We also should be seeing much improvements in Apple's own apps, and even a few new ones. Again, if these rumors hold true. Now, those of you on watchOS 9 thinking, hey, are we going to be left out? Doesn't appear so. There will also be a significant update to that platform, though not as much as iPad and iPhone will be getting. Well, from Apple, we move to Microsoft, and of course, Microsoft means Windows and Linux. Yes, the arrival of the Windows subsystem for Linux has been quite a welcome experience, well, at least particularly for Linux users. Unfortunately, though, fans of Ubuntu have been completely limited to installing LTS versions. Well, that changes today. The folks over at Ubuntu, along, of course, with the folks at Microsoft, have announced that the preview builds of Ubuntu will now be made available to download and install from the Microsoft Store. Of course, by doing this, Ubuntu is also hoping that it's giving the people more of an opportunity to try out the very latest distro builds. Though, of course, it's still recommended that if you need stability, LTS is definitely still the way to go. For those of you, though, that gotta be on the cutting edge, though, Ubuntu Preview on WSL should be available, well, pretty much as we speak right now. And finally, maybe there's starting to be a bit of panic over at Netflix. We all know subscribers are starting to drop like flies, and the next quarter doesn't look anything better. Of course, we've been hearing rumors now that ads could be coming to Netflix by the end of the year. Well, that'll make a lot of people happy, won't it? Especially when you're still paying a premium price for the service. However, though, there may be a little glimmer of hope on the way, and that has to do with live streaming. Netflix is actually currently working on a live streaming option. However, though, don't think for sports. No, not quite yet. This is more of stand-up specials like live concerts, comedy. Yeah, you kind of get the idea. Now, the comedy side would kind of make sense. Netflix held its first ever live and in-person comedy festival this year, and that actually featured 130 popular comedians. And they're about actually to start airing some of those shows that were taped. Unfortunately, that is about all that's known right now with their live streaming option. We don't know when it would be coming, or whatever events or material they might have up their sleeve. And we have been hearing about live streaming on Netflix for quite some time. However, though, the competitors, yeah, they've already beat them to it, particularly Disney Plus. I remember back in February, Disney Plus actually aired live showings of the Academy Awards. Not to mention in some territories, Disney Plus, yes, another rival of Netflix, they already show live sporting events. So we don't know if this is a case of too little too late for Netflix. We're gonna see. Or at least their subscribers are gonna let them know. A story, you know what else is listening? Well, send it to us, britishtechnews@gmail.com. Our official website, yep, it's still over there, britishtechnetwork.com. Get subscribed to the new show, the Mac Show, the Big Show, and the Photo Show, too, over there. Of course, you can find us on our social media places and the ever-popular BTN community over at our Slack room. Come join our family today at britishtech.slack.com. The new show, back at your way for your Tuesday installment tomorrow. We'll get you caught up with the best technology news that's going to be going on over the next 24 hours, but until then, hope your week starts out well for you. Have a fantastic Monday.